今天是第八次讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
And today is the eighth time that we're going to revisit Abraham's faith.
我们从创世纪来看亚伯拉罕的信心。
And through Genesis, we learn about the faith of Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕非常的了不起。
Because we know Abraham is indeed wonderful.
因为他向神有反应。神借着他每一个的反应来制作他。亚伯拉罕并没有完全，他在开始的时候常常也出错，但是神的手没有离开他。什么时候他回转需要主，主总是把他的恩手再制作在亚伯拉罕的身上。这次是第八次说到亚伯拉罕的信心。我们知道亚伯拉罕的信心一直在增长。
Because we know that Abraham's faith is ever growing.
在起初的时候他不太认识神。
In the beginning, he did not know God.
但是他总有一个信心。
But he does have faith.
在起初的时候他不知道怎样的来跟从神。
In the beginning, he did not know how to follow God.
但是他总让神能够工作在他的身上。所以亚伯拉罕的信心一直在很稳定的在增长。今天所有神的儿女的路也是一样。什么时候我们信亚伯拉罕的神，我们就可以在主里头有长进。
So whenever we receive the God of Abraham, we will also proceed.
但是我们也记得我们的天然生命的背景。
But we also understand the background of our natural life.
什么时候我们没有信心，我们就软弱了。
And whenever we lose faith, we would become weak.
什么时候我们的信心好像摸不到神，我们就会落后了。
And whenever we lose faith, we would become behind.
但是我们也感谢神，神是亚伯拉罕的神。
But we thank God because the God is Abraham's God.
什么时候我们愿意再来要神的时候，神仍然可以工作在我们的身上。
And whenever we decided to return to the Lord, He will work with us again.
今天我们要读创世纪二十一章。
So today we're going to read Genesis chapter 21.
我们要看见亚伯拉罕的信心已经进展到一个程度。
So that we could understand how the faith of Abraham is.
从前亚伯拉罕会在领受了一个恩惠，他会在主面前感谢称颂。
Before, when Abraham received grace, he would praise the Lord.
慢慢他的生命在主面前被建造了。
And slowly his life is established.
他甚至可以为别人代求。
And now he could pray for the others.
那主也借着他的代求一次一次的答应他的工作成就。
And through Abraham's prayer, God could work with the others.
但是到创世纪二十一章的时候，
But now when we're in Genesis chapter 21,
我们看见亚伯拉罕的信心又进步了。
We could see that Abraham's faith has grown again.
他不只是在主面前感恩赞美。
And not only now he could praise the Lord in front of the Lord.
也不是为一些人事物在代求什么。
And not only he could praise for the others around him.
他在神面前愿意来顺服。
And now he has become disciplined in front of the Lord.
他在这里也不是为自己求什么。
And now no longer is he praying for himself.
但是当他知道神要什么，他都愿意摆上。
And now he is willing to pray for the things that God wants.
这个也是我们信心要具体表现的一个地方。
And this is something that we have to show in our prayer's life as well.
今天圣徒也蒙恩也赞美。
Today, the brother and sister also praise the Lord.
我们有一点属灵的智慧，也懂得代求。
And we have a little heavenly wisdom, so we would pray for the others.
也看见神真是答应祷告的神。
And we also see that God listens to our prayers.
但是神的工作没有停在那里。
But we do not stop here.
神要破碎我们这个人。
Because God wants to break us apart.
神要我们成为可以流露他恩典祝福别人的人。
And God wants us to be a person that so that His blessing could go through.
所以我们要读创世纪二十一章。
So now we're going to read Genesis chapter 21.
我们要看见亚伯拉罕是怎样顺服的。
So that we could learn how Abraham has become disciplined.
请我们读创世纪二十一章，我们先读。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 21.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 through 4.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。以撒生下来第八日，亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的，给以撒行了割礼。这里说亚伯拉罕照着神的吩咐给以撒行了割礼。
Here it says that Abraham followed God's order
to
circumcise Isaac.
这个是亚伯拉罕的拣选。
And this is the choice of Abraham.
他不单只知道神的吩咐，他就遵着神的话来去行了。
Not only Abraham listens to command, but he followed the command.
我们记得亚伯拉罕为他当神第一次吩咐的时候，他就全家所有的男丁都行了割礼。
And then we know that Abraham follows God's order to circumcise all the male in the family.
感谢主，主有大祝福，叫他们他跟以那个撒拉在年老的时候可以生一个儿子。
And praise the Lord because Abraham and Sarah could bear a child when they were 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕没有忘记神的吩咐。
Abraham has never forgotten the command of the God.
他照着神的吩咐在生下来的男丁第八天就给他行割礼。
And he indeed followed the command of God to circumcise his child on the eighth day.
所以有些人读出埃及记读到摩西没有为他儿子行割礼的时候神发怒。
So when Moses did not follow God's command in Exodus,
直到他的妻子能够为他两个儿子行割礼的时候神的愤怒才止息。
And Moses never circumcised his children until his wife did so.
所以知道神的话没有去行会叫神愤怒。
So now, if you listen to God's command but did not follow, God would be outraged.
以弗所书说我们从前也是那个震怒之子。
And in Ephesians, it says we are the children of the God of rage.
The children of wrath.
The children of wrath.
我们在神的震怒藏在我们的头上。
So God's wrath is always above us.
为什么？因为我们知道神的话并没有去遵行。
And why would God be mad? It's because we listen to the command, but we do not follow.
亚伯拉罕在这里不是在求什么样的信心。
And Abraham is not here praying for his faith.
他的信心已经进步到一个情形，就是说我知道的我就去行。
And because Abraham already has this great faith, when he listens, he would follow.
这个是这里的第一段。
And this is the first point.
我们读第二段。
And now let's go to the second passage.
我们从第十节读到第十五节。
So now Genesis 21:10 through 15.
就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这使女和她儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。”亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁，神对亚伯拉罕说，你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔，至于使女的儿子，我也必使他的后裔成立一国，因为他是你所生的。亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他打发走。夏甲就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路，皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下。我们的重点是讲亚伯拉罕，所以别的我们就不太读他，也不太提。
And we're going to focus on Abraham and leave the rest alone.
在这里有一个承受产业的关键跟问题。
In here we talked about the inheritance.
在神的旨意里头是要亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的儿子那个属灵的后裔才能够承受属灵的产业。
And in God's promise, it is Abraham and Sarah's son who will receive the inheritance.
所以从使女所生的那一个不算数。
So the son from the maidservant would not receive this inheritance.
但是两个孩子都是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
However, two sons also belong to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也是个人。
And Abraham indeed is one of the human beings.
他知道神的心意。
Abraham, even though understands God's willing,
但是亚伯拉罕不是一个冷血的人。
Abraham is not cold-blooded.
两个孩子都是他生的。
And indeed, the two sons belong to him.
怎么办？
So what is he to do?
一个有感情的人愿意拣选神的旨意呢，还是要照着他的感情来做事？
And for someone who is full of love, is he going to follow God's command or is he going to follow his own command?
亚伯拉罕听了神的话。
And Abraham heard God.
他知道他应该听撒拉所说的。
And he understand that he should follow Sarah.
他也真实的明白，在神的旨意中是以撒才能成为属灵的后裔。
And he also indeed understands that Isaac is the one who is going to inherit him.
所以第二天清早他就给一皮带水和一些饼打发夏甲跟他儿子走了。
So early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar.
亚伯拉罕在这里把自己的感情种下。
So at this point, Abraham planted down his own feeling.
为了什么？为了他的感情能够在神面前能够是一个复活的。
So why would he plan down his feeling? It's because he knew once he planned it down, it could raise up again.
And 所以第一个拣选是拣选受割礼。
So the first choice that Abraham made was to circumcise his child.
他就把自己的拣选放下。
So then he planned. So he planned down his first choice.
第二个，他把他感情种下来。
So then he also planted down his emotion onto the ground.
我们知道一个人的魂，我们所谓的什么叫种下。
And then for a soul, we understand what is to plant down.
种下就是种下我们自己的魂。
And to plant down means that to plant down a soul.
所以亚伯拉罕种下了他的拣选，种下了他的感情。
So Abraham planted down his choice, and he also planted down his emotion.
下一个就是要 种下他的他的心思，种下他以为对的东西。
And then next he's going to plan down his thinking and his logic.
我们就读下面一段。
So now let's read the next passage.
请我们读第二十二节一直读到末了。
Let's read 22 until the end.
我们这边读一节，那边读一节啊，好不好？
And brother and sister on the left,
我们从这边弟兄姊妹一起来。二十二节，当那时候，亚比米勒同他军长菲哥，对不起，这一边弟兄姊妹看我一下，
so、the,
这一边请一起来读。
Brother and sister on the left would sing the even.
这边读完一节，这边读一节。
So even and odd, even and odd.
我们二十二节从这边来。
Let's start on 22.
当那时候，亚比米勒同他军长菲哥对亚伯拉罕说：“凡你所行的事，都有神的保佑。”
Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me, or my children, or my descendants.Show to me the country where you are living as an alien, the same kindness I have shown to you.
24节，亚伯拉罕说，我情愿起誓。
Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized.
亚比米勒说，谁做这事我不知道，你也没有告诉我，今日我才听见了。
So Abraham brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a treaty.
亚伯拉罕把七字母羊羔另放在一处。
And Abimelech asked Abraham, "What is the meaning of these seven ewe lambs you have set apart by themselves?"
他说，你要从我手里受这七字母羊羔，做我挖这口井的证据。
So that place was called Beersheba.Because the two men swore an oath there.
他们在别示巴立了约，亚比米勒就同他军长菲哥起身回腓力士地去
了。
在这里我们看见亚伯拉罕实在是受了一点委屈。
So here we see that Abraham has received some difficulty.
亚比米勒是预表一种的肉体。
Abimelech means a natural body.
腓力士人 就是这种亚比米勒就是代表这种腓力士人的具体表现。
And Abimelech is a representative of the Philistines.
不去解释那个背景，只是说一下这种的肉体是喜欢走容易道路的肉体。
Not to talk too much about the background, but this natural body is the body that would take the easy path.
就是所谓喜欢走捷径的人。
Is someone who would cut corners.
喜欢走 shortcut 的人。
Is someone who would like to take shortcuts.
地上有很多很多种肉体的表现。
And there's a lot of different natural bodies on this earth.
有一种的肉体表现呢，喜欢贪便宜，走捷径。
And one of these bodies like to take shortcuts.
那腓力士人跟那个他们就看见神一直在祝福亚伯拉罕。
So the Philistine sees that God has always blessed Abraham.
他们敌不过神。
And they understand that the Philistine are not.To be an enemy of God.
但是又不甘心，神一直只祝福他。
But they also jealous that God will only bless Abraham.
所以他们呢，就是要想一个办法来跟这个有一个 bargain 啊，有一个 bargain 不是占便宜，有一个是来办交涉一下。
So they would like to strike a bargain with Abraham.
就是说。好不好，亚伯拉罕？从今以后呢，我们互不相犯侵犯。
So they talked to Abraham and said, "How about this? From now on, we are separated from each other."
他是不是这样讲的？
Did they say it like that?
他是怎么讲的呢？
How did the Philistine say it?
他说：“不要欺负我。”
And they said, "Do not take advantage of us."
和我的儿子
and our descendants,
并我的子孙
and our offspring.
这个也是不太合理的要求哈。
And this is not a fair statement.
那如果有一天有人对你有不合理的要求
if someday someone comes to you and deal you falsely,
你真的要高兴
you should be happy.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为实在在神面前你被看中了。
And it is because that you are now valued highly in the Lord's hand.
竟然有人给你有那么不合理的要求。
And because someone is trying to take big advantage of you.
那通常人家来找理论，再来办交涉，都是我跟你的问题。
So, but usually, when someone comes to you for an argument, it's only between you and the person.
这个腓力士人的王啊，他来办交涉是办几代的。
And the commanders of the Philistine, when they come to you for an argument, they want to talk about this argument for generations.
赢都没有看见的事情，他已经在说了。
And for something that has not happened in the future, they already want to talk to you about it.
如果说预言就是先知的话，他也算是一个。
And indeed, you may treat them as a prophet if you may.
今天很多人都想做先知，说预言。
And today, a lot of people, they want to be psychics and they want to be prophets.
但是我们要警醒，不要做亚比米勒这种的。先知
but you are now warned, do not be this type of psychic.
不要对别人有不合理的要求
and do not take advantage of the others.
那这个实在是没道理的要求
and because this argument that Philistine raised up is not logical.
第一，只有亚比米勒欺负人的，从来没有他被什么人欺负过。
First off, it is always Amalekah who would take advantage of the other people. Other people never take his advantage.
只是从前上一章看见。人家有美女他就拿过来了。
From chapter 20, we understand that Abimelech would take whatever he wants.
但是因为这一家有神的保守他拿不过来。
But now he knows that Abraham has God's bless.
最后还要赔上一点。
So that Abimelech understands that he does not want to deal with Abraham.
他心回家就觉得很不舒服。
So Abimelech, when he went home, he felt uncomfortable.
从来只有我占别人便宜的，怎么现在被人家占便宜了？
It is always me who take advantage of the other people. Now Abraham is stronger than I am.
那一天就带着他的军长。
And then so that day he took his commander of chief.
很有气魄那个形式的来到亚伯拉罕的面前来办交涉。
And they came with a powerful image to Abraham.
你不要欺负我，我的儿子，我的子孙。
And he said to Abraham, do not deal falsely with me or my children.
我怎样待你，你也要怎样待我。
How I treat you, you shall treat me the same.
那亚伯拉罕是怎么样的一个态度呢？
So how did Abraham respond?
亚伯拉罕说，我不干。
Abraham said no.
我跟你井水不犯河水。
Abraham said we shall be separated.
我跟你无分无关，你住那里，我住这里，没事。
And you have no relationship with me, and we are aliens to ourselves.
以后的事看着办。
And we shall see what happened later on.
那也是一种的回答。
And that's one type of response.
也是很合理嘛。
And it is indeed logical and reasonable.
那但是在这里呢，亚伯拉罕是不是走合理道路的人。
But here we have to understand that Abraham should not walk the path of logic.
亚伯拉罕呢做了一件很稀奇的事，叫这个亚比米勒都很惊奇。
And Abraham did something that even surprised Abimelech.
他带了七只母羊羔。
Abraham bought 7 goats.
放在那里是给你的。
And 7 lambs, and he placed it there and said, "This is for you, Abimelech."
作为一个证据。
So that this could serve as a testimony.
什么证据呢？
And what type of testimony?
从前亚伯拉罕挖了一口井。
And because Abraham dug a well before.
但是被你们家的仆人欺负了，拿抢走了。
And after he dug the well, the servants of Abimelech took it over.
现在我把羊羔放在这里，你拿去。
So that now I place 7 lambs in front of you, and it's for you.
作为这个井是我的，你现在知道了吧？
So that now you shall understand that this well belongs to me.
他不但只说，哎。 你还我了也就算了。
And so Abraham did not indeed and come and say, "Give me back my well."
因为本来就是亚伯拉罕的。
Because indeed the well belonged to him.
哪有人把东西要回来，他还把七只母羊羔拿出来？
And if something is already Abraham's, why shall he bring 7 lambs for exchange?
那你就看见亚伯拉罕真的是在神面前做一个没有自己的人。
So now you could understand that Abraham needs now purify in front of.
等一下我们要回过来说，他这种的行动是算是什么？
And now later on we'll come back and understand why he did this.
因为今天我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because we are all descendants of Abraham.
我们都盼望行在亚伯拉罕的信心的道路中。
And we hope that we will walk this path of faith of Abraham.
但是什么是这样子的信心道路？
But what is this path of faith?
是不是我有一个信心，我去求什么？
Does that mean that if I have this faith, I could pray for everything I want?
或者是为别人求什么?
Or is it if I have this faith, I could pray for the others?
这些都是。
Yes, indeed they are.
但是不是目的。
But this is not the end goal.
是个过程而已。
This is only one of the steps.
要真正成为永远别人可以蒙福的人。
And to become someone who is eternally blessed.
我们在亚伯拉罕的信心中要先学习种下自己。
We have to learn from Abraham to first plant ourselves down.
这个是教会的道路。
And this is the path of the church.
这个是我们众圣徒的道路。
And this is the path of all the Christians.
如果我们有真生命的话，
If we have received this eternal life,
那我们就知道我们该有真信心。
Then we know that we should have this faith.
有真信心就要走真的道路。
And to have this faith, you have to walk this path of faith.
这条是什么样的道路要把自己种下的？
And what is this path that requires us to plant ourselves down?
那就是我们今天要来看的一个我们的事实。
And this is indeed the lesson we're going to have today.
世界上所有的事情都有一个鸿沟。
In this world, there is this greatest gulf phase of life.
上个礼拜五晚上我们读了一个鸿沟，是不是？
On last Friday, we learned about this great separation.
从路加福音16章我们读到有什么鸿沟？
In Luke chapter 16, what division or separation did we learn?
下到阴间。
To go into hell.
有两半。
And there's two sides.
中间有一个鸿沟是两边过不去的。 圣经说，中文圣经说是深渊呢。
And between the heaven and hell, there is this great separation, and it is the abyss.
这个原来我们翻译的弟兄错了。不是 heaven and hell.
Oh, sorry.
是在阴间里头 ，Hades.
Oh, it's Hades.
在阴间里头有两半。
And in Hades, there is two sides.
两边半都是在阴天。
And both sides are in Hades.
但是有一半呢是有火的，在烧的，是很困难的。
And one of these sides is burned with fire.
有一在另外一半呢是很安息的，很甜美的，在亚伯拉罕的胸怀中。
And the other side is peaceful, and it belongs to Abraham.
所有的人死了都去这个地方。
And after everyone dies, this is the place of the afterlife.
这个地方叫阴间。
And this afterlife is Hades.
但是呢，在阴间的那里呢，有一个深渊相隔开。
And in Hades, there is this great separation between the two pieces of area.
要么就永远受损失，就受亏损，受痛苦。
It's either you go into this side full of fire.
要么就永远活着，享安息，得甜美。
Or you may enjoy eternal peace on the other side.
是不是我们一起查经，是不是读到这样子？
So did we indeed learn this in Luke chapter 16 last week?
路加福音16章实在是太重要的一章。
And Luke chapter 16 is an important passage in the Bible.
但是为什么会有两半人落在两种结果呢？
Then how come there's this great separation between the two groups?
因为世上的人忽略了路加福音16章前面的两段的故事。
And it is because the people have ignored the two passages before Luke chapter 16.
忽略神不尽责就要去阴间的火湖。
And the one that chose to ignore God and not follow his command would go into the fire.
服侍马门不服侍神就要进到那个火湖。
And the people that chose money over God will go into this fire.
又忠心又有义就进到亚伯拉罕的胸怀。
And on the other hand, who is disciplined and follow God's command would go into this peaceful place.
拣选服侍神，不服侍马门，就到亚伯拉罕的胸怀。
And whoever chose to serve the Lord instead of money would go into the peaceful side.
一个是凭眼见在地上做财主。
On one hand, the person who is wealthy on the earth.
一个是凭信心在地上做讨饭的。
And on the other hand, through faith would become
a beggar.
Beggar on this world.
神举的例子很极端。
So we could see two extreme cases from the Bible.
因为他怕有人在这个，你如果讲的不极端，有人会过了这个头，过了那个头。
And if indeed we did not make it clear the two separate extreme sides.Someone might be confused.
所以他讲到这个凭眼见凭肉体生活的人他就非常的富有。
So the person who is wealthy is indeed very wealthy on this land.
那你看见这个世界上大财主很多，但是他们都非常肉体，非常懂享受。
And we could see that there's a lot of really wealthy people on this world and they're very earthly.
我们这些小财主也蛮懂享受。
And for us, maybe we are a little wealthy and we know how to enjoy ourselves as well.
这个从前住 apartment, 现在住几千尺的大房子。
Or maybe I was living in an apartment before and now I live in this mansion.
是不是？但是我们比起人家住几万尺的，那当然没得比了。
But comparing to someone who lives in the stadium, we really don't
have anything. 极端的有钱，什么都有。
Someone who is extremely wealthy.
信心生活，我们今天也过。
And today we may walk this type of faith as well.
人家是不用看着自己的银行户口过生活的。
For people that do not need to worry about the bank account.
过信心生活的人总要有一些财政的平衡吧。
And for someone who walks this type of faith shall also concern about his financial responsibility.
但是极端的信心生活就是没有什么平衡的，就是讨饭。
But for someone who is on the extreme case, that would be the beggar.Who is walking the path of faith.
然后是桌子上面的那个掉下来的屑。
And this beggar would only eat the crumbs falling off from the table.
有些人就不愿意这样子。
And I don't think everyone is willing to be this beggar.
所以我们当中有姊妹就交通的说最好有人说最好就是活着的时候做财主。
So a sister shared with us that said, it is best when we're on this land, we could be the wealthy person.
死了之后就做拉撒路。
However, when we die, we will still become Nazareth.
想得美啊。
Probably not going to happen.
想得美是我们的梦想。
It is someone's dream.
梦想跟神的意象差好多。
And a fantasy and someone's vision is different.
神的意象是看见神所看见的。
God's vision is God's vision, not a fantasy.
人的梦想是自己一厢情愿的。
And our fantasy only belongs to us.
但是呢，这个深渊不会因为你的有梦想，它会变。
But however, this big gap between the two pieces of land will not disappear just because we have a fantasy.
神的话叫我们看见，今天有，将来才会有。
God's words clearly say that if you have it today, you will have it tomorrow.
今天 in the future. 今天没有，将来也不会有。
And if you do not have it today, you will not have it in the future neither.
所以你今天有爱主，你就是个爱主的人。
So today, if you love God, then you are someone who loves God.
那今天没爱主。
Then someone, if you choose not to love God,
你盼望等你退休之后再爱主。
And you fantasize that you become a lover when you retire.
这个是你的梦想。
And that would only be your fantasy.
神的意象叫我们看见是将来的两半的结果。
So God's vision he gave us is the separation of these two extremes.
因为这个看见。
And because of this vision.
所以我走亚伯拉罕信心的道路。
Because of this vision, I choose to walk the path of Abraham.
而且一天的日子一天过。
And day goes on day by day.
天天尽我的本分，我在跟随主往前。
And every day I'll take on the responsibility to walk this path of faith.
有一天我比较成功，感谢主是恩典。
And maybe one day I'm more successful, praise the Lord.
有一天我比较失败，感谢主，我还要来靠他的恩典。
And one day when I'm on the low side, I praise the Lord as well.
亚伯拉罕不是一步登天。
Abraham, it was never an easy one step thing for Abraham as well.
他75岁离开他的原地。
And he chose to leave his home when he was 75.
啊，好不容易到100岁生了个儿子。
And now when he was 100 year old, he gave birth to Isaac.
啊，所以我们要看。我如果我们老老实实的在跟从主，也要25年。
And then, if we look at the passage, it takes 25 years if you're faithful.
啊，才能得着属灵的后裔。
And it takes 25 years for him to receive his son.
今天我们不求大的，今天我们不求高言大志。Today we are not boastful in our words. 我们今天只求一样事情，就是我们的教会能够得着属灵的后裔。
And today we only hope for one thing is for the church to receive its spiritual descendant.
能够承受属灵的产业。
So the descendants could receive this inheritance.
所以我们要看我们人生的目的是什么。
So now we have to understand what is the goal of a life.
亚伯拉罕是个例子。
And Abraham served as a great example.
但是我们在不能靠别人的例子过生活。
But now we shall not only always living in someone's shadow.
我们一定要认识神的旨意在我们的教会在众圣徒的里头是要在做什么的。
And we have to see ourselves what God's vision is on this church.
所以我们要读一下圣经。
So now we're going to go back to the Bible.
都印在节目单上。
And it is on your program.
几节非常重要就是我们今天教会的使命。
A couple of very important passages that show us the path of the church.
我们这里有四段话，我们还是一边读一段的话。
There are a total of four passages, and we're gonna read it separately again.
我们这一次从这一边啊，大家看一看我这一边开始读头一段，创世纪二章七节。
So the right hand side is gonna read the first passage, Genesis 2:7.
请。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and breath of life, and the man became a living being.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手有摘生命树的果子，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出去伊甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。于是把他赶出了，又把伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动火发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So will it be
复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏，复活的是不朽坏。
It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit.
但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天，那属天属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来必有属天的形状。神的话语是至宝贵的。
God's word is precious.
人有很多的话。
We speak a lot of words as well.
我们称之为，当我们讲话的时候，称之为交通。
And when we talk and speak, we call that a communication.
实在只有一种话算是交通，就是说神的话。
But indeed, there's only one true way of communication, is to speak God's word.
说肉体的话叫讲话。
And if you talk in your natural term, that's only talking.
说神的话叫做交通。
But to speak God's word is communication.
在肉体中讲话叫做讲话。
And through your natural body, again, it is only talking.
在神的面光中，圣灵的里面讲话叫做交通。
But through the Spirit, to speak God's word, that's communication.
我们盼望我们的读经聚会，我们平常圣徒的话都是叫交通。
So I hope that every time when we have a communion, we would have a communication.
但是千万不要自己以为自己在讲话就叫交通。
But I truly hope that you don't treat talking and confuse yourself with communication.
神把话语给我们，就是叫我们有交通。
And when we receive the word from God, then we have the power to communicate.
所以所有的交通都要回到主的话，圣灵的引导当中。
So all communication should belong to God's word.
我们人生的目的跟意义是什么？
And what is the true meaning of life?
那我们要从我们的原初发源地开始讲。
And so we shall understand that from the origin of life.
原来我们都是本来就是从泥土出来的。
And we have to understand that we came from dust.
所以我们也一直是一个属土的人。
So we are someone who is from the ground.
最后了结了也是埋在土的底下。
And at the end, when we pass away, we go back to the dust.
这个就是人生的缩影、写照、写照。
And this is just a snapshot of life.
但是神不愿意人这样子。
But God does not want us to be just like that.
当亚当失败了，神不愿意他一直失败。
And when Adam failed, he did not want him to always be a failure.
所以圣经说神就差遣他出伊甸园去。
So in the Bible it says that he now is kicked out from the Garden of Eden.
Send out.
Send out from the Garden of Eden.
Kick out 跟 send out 非常不一样。
There's a big difference between being kicked out and being
sent out. Kick out 就是不要你了。
To be kicked out means that you are now banished.
差遣你出去是有使命的。
But to be sent out, you are sent out with a commission.
我差遣你出去给我买点酱油回来。
I send you out so that you could bring me back soy sauce.
那最好你回家的时候有一瓶酱油在手中。
And I hope that when you come back, you would have a bottle of soy sauce.
你回来了拿一包糖没有用。
And if I send you out for a bag of soy sauce,
你说我喜欢糖不喜欢酱油。
And if I send you out for soy sauce, you come back with sugar, it's meaningless.
这个叫不忠不义。
And that is someone who did not follow order.
不义是因为你还要抢嘴。
To be unrighteous because you come back and still argue with me.
你明明就是不忠，你还要抢嘴，就是不义。
It is indeed I send you out for soy sauce, you came back in sugar, and you still argue.
我们要搞清楚，神差遣我们出去，要我们怎么样？耕种自出自土。
So we have to understand that original meaning of why Adam got sent out.
每一个人不要想去为神做什么大事。
And we should not project what we need to do for God.
也不要先管你的妻子、丈夫、儿子。
And we shall not command our wife and children to do what we think is right.
第一个是什么？去买酱油，是不是？
What is our commission? Is to buy soy sauce.
是耕种自出自土，不是去买酱油，是耕种自出自土。
Oh, is to
till your own ground.
Is to plant and till your own ground.
这个是我们是怎么样的土呢？
And what type of ground are we sowing?
我们已经说过，我们整个人就是属土的，出生就是属土的。
And we already talked about we are from the dust.
我们只认识属土的路。
And we are walking the path of the dust.
有人讲属天的路，你说哎呀，这个太高了，我们不实际，我们要彼此相爱。
And if someone comes to you and says, walk the path of heaven, and you said, no, it's too high for me, I will walk the path of the dust.
彼此相爱，我们就是了。
And to love each other is part of this heavenly path.
啊，不要甜甜蜜蜜就以为是了。
And it is not just romance.
神是叫我们根自出自土。
But God wants us to tilt our ground.
我们要属天。
And we want to be heavenly.
属天不是要你去做什么叫属天。
And to be heavenly does not mean to do something particular.
属天是叫你把你自己种下。
And to be heavenly, you have to tilt your own ground.
创世纪二十一章说到亚伯拉罕三个种下。
In Genesis 21, we already talked about the three occasions Abraham tilt down the ground.
所有的意思种下了，所以他行割礼。
And Abraham has already planned down all the three things, so he circumcised his son.
哥罗西书说，在肉体的割礼不算割礼，在心里的割礼才算割礼。
In Corinthians, it says Colossians, it says that if you only circumcise your natural life, it's not completed.
说到我们的心里拣选什么？
He said that whatever you choose,
你拣选属天的，
if you choose the heavenly,
你就种下属土的。
Then you have to plant down the earthly.
你不要肉体。
You give up your earthly.
你拣选属天的。
And if you choose the heavenly,
你就种下你的自以为懂的彼此相爱。
Then you have to plant down what you already know.
啊，亚伯拉罕两个儿子都是自己生的。
To Abraham, both of the sons are his.
你怎么能够种一个亲一个呢？
And how can I only love Isaac and kick out the other son?
这个是不对。
And it is not reasonable.
我们都要彼此相爱，两个都要爱，两个都在家里。
And in this, as a human being, I should love both of my sons.
啊，属土属土。
This is the way of the dust.
不能领受的就要出去。
And because someone who is not going to receive the inheritance shall be sent out.
我们这里不是赶人哈，我们这里是要说你，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙，都要留在神的家中。自己出去了就你的事了。
And here I'm not promoting you to send out anyone, but we are indeed the descendants of Abraham, so we shall be planted.
我们也真盼望没有人自己要出去。
And I hope that no one would willingly walk out of our door.
但是我们要知道，彼此相爱不是我们去做什么彼此相爱的动作，是把自己的情感放下，跟随主。
And we have to understand that to love each other heavenly is not to just love each other, but to plan
ourselves. 然后我们在服侍的时候，你才发现，哎呀，原来顾弟兄那么没理由，要求这个，要求那个。
So now that when I ask you to serve, you could say that how come Brother Koo is so unreasonable?
啊，这个聚会又说十二点不结就不能结束这个信息。
And how come Brother Koo is not going to finish at 12 o'clock?
啊，我们今天要为讲员代祷哈，我们今天的追求。
And now we shall pray for the speaker.
谈完三分钟结束。
So I pray the speaker that he will finish in 3 minutes.
感谢主，主给我们的路不是我们自以为是的路。
And praise the Lord, the path that he gave us is not the path for.
他也不管人的感觉是什么。
And this path would always ignore our human feelings.
他也不照着人的那个逻辑来走路。
And his path does not follow our logic.
神要我们从所有属土的都要种下。
And because God wants us to plant down all the earthly.
这里很清楚地讲到一件事情，没有二十一章，没有就不可能有二十二章。
And here it is very clear that without Genesis 21, there will be no Genesis 22.
主若愿意，我们还要看亚伯拉罕怎样献以撒。
And if the Lord wants us to learn Genesis chapter 22,
那就是亚伯拉罕最高的境界。
And chapter 21 is when we see the peak of Abraham's faith.
但是没有二十一章，不可能有二十二章。
But without Genesis 21, there shall be no Genesis chapter 22.
这个是我们信心成长的过程。
And because this is the path of a growing faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是神的家人。
And brothers and sisters, we are in His family.
我们当中有很多很多的深渊，把我们今世就把我们分成不一样的人。
And even though we're in the same household, there is still a lot of separation between each one of us.
啊，我们说我们有语言的差异，有年龄的差异，有文化的差异。
You may say that there is an age difference, there's a race difference, or there is a cultural difference.
啊，也有男女的差异，做父亲跟母亲又不一样的差异。
And you may say that the brother and the sisters don't think alike, or the fathers and the mothers don't think alike.
啊，所以很多很多的差异在我们当中，怎样我们从这些东西变成是一个属天的人？
And indeed, there are so many different separations among us. How can we become one?
差异是属土的。
And you have to understand that the separation.
凡把自己种下的就没有差异。
And this separation is earthly. If you choose to plant yourself down, then the separation is gone.
今天我们要跟随主做我们的元首，我们做他的身体。
So today we want to proclaim Lord Jesus as a commander in chief.
请我们真的要知道神的话。
So today I truly hope that you understand His word.
拦阻神的是我这个肉体。
And understand that I, the natural body, is the one who is stopping Christ.
那自己不要每个人就看着我，自己看自己啊。
Oh no, and I'm talking is me. I mean it's every one of you, not just.
叫我们不属天的是我这个肉体。
And understand that the body is the one who is not heavenly.
怎么还是看着我呢？
And how come everyone is still just looking at me?
我们要心里头受割礼。
We have to understand that we have to circumcise.
眼睛看着讲员，心里头看着自己。
We have, even though physically we're looking at Brother Koo, but inside we understand it is my own body.
这里有一个窍，这里有一个窍。Here is a secret.
Here is a secret.
看着自己最深之处，基督已经住在你里面了。
You have to. The secret is that the Spirit is already in your deep down.
看见他。你就愿意把自己种下。
And if you see deep enough within yourself, when you see the spirit, then that's the time you can plant down your natural body.
没有看见他，你说顾弟兄，你要我服侍是不合理的。
And if you do not look deep down enough to see the spirit, then you're not ready to serve.
那我也没办法。
And that's not something I could do for you.
我只能背后为你祷告。
And the only thing I could do is to pray for you.
那今天我们的话停在这里。
So today we're going to stop here.
我们盼望我们还继续仰望主的恩典。
And I hope that we would still look on the grace of the Lord.
我们明白神的话每一句都是要我们去遵行的。
And understand that each word in the Bible is a command.
我们圣经里头有应许，我们照着应许去祷告，有所领受。
And in this Bible, there's a lot of promises, and through this promise, we will receive.
我们也知道要彼此代祷的重要。哦，弟兄不行了，姊妹不肯了。
And we also have to understand that we have to pray for each other when each one goes through a difficulty.
但是我们的信心还要继续往前。
And at the same time, you have to understand that your faith has to be growing.
因为众多肢体当中，我们当中还有许许多多的差异。
And because in this one body, there is still a lot of natural separation.
如果我们让这个差异一直存留，有一天我们到阴间会发现还是差异存在。
And then if we let these separations to be still among us,When one day when we go to Hades, we would still be separated.
我们今天就要种下自己。
And today we shall plant ourselves down.
把所有的差异除去。
And to plant ourselves down so that all the separation will be disappeared.
盼望我们真是神所拣选的复活子民。
And indeed, I hope that we are the descendants to receive the inheritance.
我们有一点简单的祷告。
So let's pray.
主我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是说话的神
because you are the God who speaks to us.
主你是在我们心里头说话的神
and Lord you are the one who speaks to us in our heart.
我们求你天天启示你的自己
so we praise that you will always give us your vision.
叫我们看见你所宝贵的
so that we will see what you deem highly.
我们就愿意种下自己
so that we will plant ourselves down.
成就你的工作
and to work your work.
但愿你来祝福你的教会
And I hope that you will bless your church
把我们联络整齐
So that we could be all connected as one
成为你荣耀身体的一部分
So that we could be a part of your glorious body
主这一阵子你来保守我们每一天的生活
And God please look after us for our daily life
当我们当中有差异的出现
And whenever there's a separation among us
求你开我们的眼睛
And I hope that you would open our eyes.
叫我们个人都看见自己里面的基督。
So that we could see deep down that there is a Christ in us.
愿意把我们的全魂种下。
And then so that we could plant down our soul.
首先的亚当。
The first Adam.
最多只是一个活的魂。
And the first Adam is only a living body.
末后的亚当。
And the last Adam.
是叫人活的灵。
The last Adam is a life-giving spirit.
但愿从我们身上灵能够出去叫人活。
And I hope that the Spirit could live in you and go through you.
祝福我们的教会。
Please bless our church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.